Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting second. The third baseman, Red Rolfe. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Henrick. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe DiMaggio. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, George Selkirk. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Gomez. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Lefty Gomez. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti takes first base on ball four. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Rolfe reaches second base with a double. Crosetti moves to third. Tommy Henrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrick hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crosetti scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dahlgren fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Quell. The throw from Gomez and he is out, Gordon applying the tag. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox 0. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Selkirk moves to second. Two outs. Lefty Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez takes first base on ball four. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Gomez. Rosenthal moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rosenthal moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's Yankees, 1, White Sox, 1. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is walked intentionally. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Rolfe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolfe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Rolfe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Henrich takes first base on ball 4. Rolfe moves to second. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rolfe scores. Henrich moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickey strikes out. One out. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henrich scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's Yankees, 3, White Sox, 3. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. DiMaggio tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Yankees. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Selkirk moves to second. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-1 in the game. Dahlgren strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosenthal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Rosenthal reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rosenthal scores. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey makes the out and then fumbles the ball. That's an error on Dickey. Walker scores. Appling moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-4, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to third. Tresh moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Tresh scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 7-4, White Sox. Steve Sundra now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra strikes out. Tresh drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sundra out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rolf hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into left field. Selkirk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundra fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tommy Henrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Henrich hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sundrew fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Selkirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a pop-up towards third. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0 for 2 in the game. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rosenthal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Steve Sundra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sundra strikes out. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Crosetti hits a ball on the ground into left field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Crosetti moves to second. Red Rolf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rolf is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rolf hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crosetti moves to third. Tommy Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Henrik hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Walker steals second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-3 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. Tresh moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to third. Lyons moves to second. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0-for-4 in the game. Quel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rolf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickey hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Selkirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Selkirk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Selkirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rolf juggles the ball. That's an error on Rolf. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Rosenthal bunts towards the mound. Sundrow fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Crosetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Henrik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-for-3 in the game. Dahlgren hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons juggles the ball. That's an error on Lyons. Dahlgren moves to third. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Steve Sundra. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dahlgren tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-5, White Sox. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and New York Yankees, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.